Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Most of us have read The Great Gatsby or are familiar with F. Scott Fitzgerald's 1925 book, regarded by many as the great American novel. Several versions of The Great Gatsby have made it to the big and small screen. Translating favorite books to the big screen is always a challenge. Director Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby is at once audacious and, despite its touted 3D format, which I reviewed, surprisingly flat. In acting, dialogue, and editing, The Great Gatsby, the movie, by Baz Luhrmann, has more in common with a TV miniseries than a great film. That said, Baz Luhrmann always puts something interesting up there on the screen, as he did in Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet. Gatsby is no exception. Really, though, not much happens in The Great Gatsby, nor in Fitzgerald's novel. We have lots of observations from Nick Carraway, who's played by wide-eyed and wired Tobey Maguire, about Gatsby, who's played by dynamic and engaging Leonardo DiCaprio, and Daisy Buchanan, glumly aloof Carrie Mulligan, with Tom Buchanan, a curiously disengaged Joel Edgerton, mostly on the periphery, along with Jordan Baker, played by Elizabeth Debicki, the latter as window dressing or costume dressing. Basically, what Gatsby amounts to is a lot of speculation about Gatsby, mainly by Nick Carraway. Who is Jay Gatsby? What is his background? How did he become wealthy? Why is he obsessed with Daisy? By the conclusion of The Great Gatsby movie, we know little more about the Long Island multimillionaire than we did to begin with. Luhrmann has all the tools at his disposal, and yet one comes away from The Great Gatsby and many of his films with a sense of having witnessed a lurid spectacle and not much more. Part of the problem with The Great Gatsby movie is structure. Director Luhrmann's scene assembling works against building montage. Just when a scene gets rolling, the voice of Nick Carraway interrupts, booming in our ears, distracting our minds, and diverting our attention. Much is made of Baz Luhrmann's use of contemporary music in his period-set films. That's the least of the worries with The Great Gatsby. The music of Jay-Z, Beyoncé, and Bryan Ferry gives an emotional wallop to many of the scenes. Still, more effective underscoring utilizes George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, which was written in 1924. At its core, Gatsby the movie, and one might make the case Gatsby the novel, is lurid tabloid romance, police gazette crime photoplay, and dime novel sentiment. Fortunately, F. Scott Fitzgerald's poetry rises above the prosaic story because Baz Luhrmann, in the screenplay he co-wrote with collaborator Greg Pearce, has the intelligence and respect for primary source material to retain key observations and dialogue. Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby is entertaining, intriguing, and worth a look. Just don't go expecting to see the great American movie. The merits of that will be debated for years to come, as will the merits of the great American novel. The Great Gatsby is rated PG-13 for some violent images, sexual content, smoking, partying, and brief language. Opening May 24 is epic. A teen girl is transported to a deep forest. The Lehigh Valley's Amanda Seyfried has the lead voice role in the animated family comedy. The voice talent includes Christoph Waltz, Colin Farrell, Beyoncé, and Pitbull. Fast and Furious 6. Dwayne Johnson is back on board with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, as is Michelle Rodriguez in the action thriller about bringing down a rogue agent specializing in vehicular warfare. The Hangover Part 3. You might think they would have learned, but how could they when it's so much fun for the moviegoer and such a hit for the movie studio? Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis are again directed by Todd Phillips in the raunchy comedy. Before Midnight, Richard Linklater directs Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, who are back for the third in the romantic drama series. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.